escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You asked me during a break, and I said, we got to bring that to the show. Am I allowed to be mad? Or you asked, am I mad about Junior Caminero? Because is he at 39 or 40 right now, home runs? And we traded away Junior Caminero, and there's some revisionist history. I think it's different. I want to be mad because our offense sucks, but I got to be fair. I mean, he didn't play in Cleveland. If he were a player in Cleveland, I think it's probably fair game because we get to see him. You trade away prospects. Sometimes your prospects end up being great baseball players.
Yeah, the funny thing is the difference between baseball and the two sports that are more in the national conversation in the NBA and the NFL is that when there is a trade of either young players or draft picks, we feel, even though it's totally not accurate, but we feel like we can talk about young players in the other leagues more definitively because we haven't seen any of the prospects in baseball. Very few have even seen them in college. And then, you know, in the minor league systems, guys are just gone. Let me know. Wake me up when they're on the doorstep of getting the call up. Like, then we start to pay attention to numbers a little bit. Someone like this, I can guarantee you, not one person called a sports talk radio show or even went to social media and blasted the organization. So on this one, no one can go back and say, I told you so. I knew that if Junior was given the chance, he was going to blossom. Like, even the Guardians admitted, they admitted 2 years ago that they blew this one.
The only thing I would say is if he were traded for help that would have helped in a season, like, you know, he was traded for another prospect for pitching. If he would have been traded for, like, I guess if he's traded for another prospect, I think you have a little bit of leeway there to be angry. But if he's traded, like, if guys are traded, prospects are traded for guys who are supposed to help you in a season, then it's very hard for me to get upset. And I don't think that with some of the stuff that we've seen, and maybe I'm just sitting here making big fat excuses for Chris Antonetti and you think differently. Fine. 216-474-0092. I think that if he were traded for those guys who could help now, you'd even have less of an argument. But I don't think anybody was calling us up screaming about Junior Caminero saying that he was going to be a fantastic home run hitter. It sucks. But I thought about it like in the case with Lauri Markkanen. When Lauri Markkanen first went to Utah and ended up having a tremendous season and was all-star quality, I could see why people were upset. As much as I still thought it was revisionist. I didn't think that there were very many people that were yelling about trading away Lauri Markkanen at the time we traded away Lauri Markkanen and Colin Sexton. I didn't hear that much, but there might have been some people and they were upset. And you saw him play in the NBA. So, yes, you have the right, every right, to be mad. And we can argue about it. Because I still argued, I said I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell. There were some weird takes at the beginning of Donovan Mitchell's time here with the Cleveland Cavaliers. This, it's like, yeah, that's unfortunate. Them's the breaks. That sucks. It sucks. He's a home run hitter. He's done fantastic. You're not going to be able to get him back. And now that I see Kyle Manzardo, and he's not an everyday player, he's becoming an everyday player, but he hasn't really been an everyday player. I see some promise there. I've seen him in the bigs. If they were to trade away Kyle Manzardo too soon, yeah, I'd be beside myself and upset because we're looking for any sort of offense that we can find.
But is anybody out there, I know in the past, and we have trusted almost to a fault the Guardians organization, but for good reason. They had proven themselves to be able to do the most with the least for so long that they won so many trades over time, so many of the prospect trades that is essential for them to be able to reload because they're not going to do it in free agency. So it has to be through trading for prospects, and sometimes they trade away prospects, and oftentimes in the past they've gotten stronger by doing it. Now, over the last few years, and especially when you play a team like Tampa, as a couple of your guys who you either gave up on, you know, way too soon or didn't identify as being strong enough in your farm system, that, you know, those chickens come home to roost on that. And then they deserve that criticism. It's just, is anybody screaming and yelling at the Guardians today over this one?
Like, they're disappointed. It's a layer that goes on to their frustration. Like, this has been a bad season, and this is a disappointing season. And I think for the first time in a long time, I think for the first time since Manny Acta, I think we have more questions than answers about the future of the baseball team. You know, when Manny Acta was gone, and then they brought in Terry Francona, I think that answered what a lot of people were wondering with the baseball team. And then they were able to develop nice players, and obviously they had a World Series run in 2016. But I think now the pitching staff, I got Gavin Williams, who in the last month has been as good and as terrible as a pitcher could be. I have Slade Ciccone, who was great in the month of July. You thought you had a real diamond in the rough there. That has gone to hell, at least in the month of August. Hopefully it's going to get better as time goes on. I'm not giving up on any of these guys. Logan Allen's, whatever. And then you have Tanner Bibee, who's getting in shouting matches in the dugout. Do we have a John Boy for that yet? No,
that's shocking. Normally they are on it.
Went John Boying earlier today and did not see one.
I mean, we should have a John Boy by now. It's been a couple of days. I'd hope they'd have.
Sometimes he gets to it over the week.
Lip reading of a shouting match. What's he got going on?
He does a lot of Yankee stuff now.
They can't get. I mean, Chris Rose works for John Boy. We can't get Chris Rose to do it.
They have a schedule breakdown of that.
Fine. Either way, my pitching staff, my rotation hasn't been great. And I believe that a lot of folks are wondering about the future. And for that point, I think we're putting a little bit too much on Parker Messick as he has started his career because we're looking for an ace. We've become accustomed in the last 20 years of having an ace on this
every year,
and having a guy who's in the conversation for the Cy Young. And we don't have that right now. And I think it scares me. And Owen brought it up yesterday. You know, this all really started with Tristan McKenzie and how that went south. And so I worry about that. I worry about, I think that the baseball writers have been too critical of Travis Bezzana for a while here this year. He's been injured. But when you get Travis Bezzana going next year, you know, he has to come to fruition. He has to hit. Kyle Manzardo has to have another good year next year to calm down some of this stuff because Francona had a way that he would calm people down because he had cachet. He had two World Series championships. You know, Stephen Vogt, I think, is a good man and a good manager, but that can wear thin.
And when especially if you're not winning.
And when I have a 33-year-old guy, he's about to be 33 years old coming up on September 17th, now the clock is really starting to tick on the window being open for Jose Ramirez. And if you can't help this club keep their window open with Jose, the guy who took your hometown discount. Because say Kyle Manzardo does become your 40 home run a year hitter. And maybe he does. He will price himself out of Cleveland. He will be that guy. So what are we doing to keep our window open with Jose while we can? Because there's going to be no other hometown discounts.
No, the only chance they get at a discount is if they did who was the team 3 days ago that just signed their rookie who had played in like 20 games.
If this is an 80 and below win
shot.
Team, if this is an 80 and below win team next year and the year after that, I think it's unforgivable. Now, I do wonder, and I brought this up earlier in the show, you can go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com. Is their business model, is it almost proof of you not caring about winning anymore? Because I still see a lot of young people, I've seen a lot of young people at the ballpark. And I think they're spending the $50 a month pass and going to the ballpark and using it as a bar. Which, by the way, Glad they're doing. You might as well have fun in the summertime in Cleveland. According to your meteorologist, that you know, we only get 45 perfect days a year. You might as well spend it at the ballpark. That's great. But I don't think the poor attendance argument is punishment for the Guardians anymore the way that some of us thought before. Like, we're going to tell you, we're going to send our message by not going to the ball game. If they're averaging 24 or 25,000 next year, the same as they're doing this year, even if there was a hit of 23,000, I don't think it's going to matter that much. Now, if you're in the 17s and things like that, that's huge, and then you have yourself a massive problem there. And then you are still results-based.
Which they were in 2021.
But if you're not results-based as much as you are, what message am I going to send? And that's only going to kill the fever for it. Because before it was, hey, tickets are all expensive. So now you have to choose. Are you going to football? Are you going to basketball? Are you going to baseball? If you're at $50 a month or even $55 a month by the time the season starts, that's still not a lot of money to spend on a month of baseball, where Owen's getting his money's worth when he's going to 35 baseball games a year this year. I mean, that's a lot. He'll probably end with 40 baseball games by the time it's all done. I mean, that's definitely worth the money.
Well, that's why I'm definitely wondering if next year they're going to take out the frustrations about this very mediocre, big letdown from an ALCS season, whether that's going to impact next year's numbers, or are they going to be pumped about having the young guys? Because you're going to have three young guys in the middle of that order.
I'll talk myself into being pumped about the young guys, because I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So as angry as I've been, I still think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I haven't been as angry recently, obviously, because they've been better. The 10-game losing streak, that took a lot out of it. There was a lot of stuff that was said during that time, and I'm still going to get to you about that probably tomorrow about it, because it still bothers me, some of the stuff that you said. But it's been a good organization. For the most part, they've made the right moves. I'll still get excited about the future, but for the first time since Manny Acta, which is a bad, bad era for everybody, for the first time since Manny Acta, I got a lot more questions than I have answers. I didn't even bring up Stephen Kwan. And what are we going to do with Stephen Kwan? This is three straight years where he's cooled off in the second half. Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. She's never had a Thanksgiving turkey that's tasted like a carton of Doral's. Hello, Mary Kay!
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. We are sent sportsbook odds like a few times a day. Because, you know, we're radio show hosts. And we got a thing of odds, and it said the first coach fired in 2025. Kevin Stefanski has the fifth best odds, 15-2. He's tied with Dave Canales. Is Kevin Stefanski in any danger of losing his position during the regular season?
I don't think so. I really, really don't think so. And the reason why I feel that way is because the Browns are in franchise quarterback finding mode. This season is all about figuring out what they have in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders so they can move forward into next year's draft and decide, can they get their hands on Arch Manning or one of these other excellent quarterbacks coming out next year? That's why they're poised with the two first-round picks. And I just don't think that that Jimmy Haslam is going to hold Kevin Stefanski's or Andrew Berry's feet to the fire this year.
Well, Mary Kay, obviously, this has been an all-time different. I'm not going to say bad. We have no idea. Maybe they got the most out of these quarterbacks, but an all-time different evaluation period to the point where they were almost running it like a college program. Two fields, the different quarterbacks, getting the reps when they can. And in the end, they said goodbye to Kenny Pickett. If Kenny Pickett was healthy, do you think there's the likelihood that he would be starting week one against Cincinnati?
Yes. I do think that there was a chance that could have happened. I think they really liked Kenny a lot, and I think the hamstring injury really derailed his chances of trying to start for this team. And then they looked at it and realized, well, if they stick with Joe for a period of time, then they're going to want to turn it over to the rookies. They're not going to want to have that interim period of Kenny after that. So once he suffered the hamstring injury, he was out of the competition. And it's unfortunate for him and for the Browns, I think, because when they did trade for Kenny Pickett, I do truly believe that they had him in mind as their bridge quarterback for this season. And then it just kind of fizzled out when that happened. And so it made sense for them to trade him when ultimately in the beginning they did plan to keep all four quarterbacks at least for a period of time into the season and see what might happen with someone needing a starter or whatever. But I think the hamstring injury just kind of threw a monkey wrench into their plans.
Yeah, but Mary Kay, like if they plan on him being the bridge quarterback, I mean, why
why even trade him for a fifth-round pick? I just don't understand it.
Well, I probably would not have done it myself, and I said that on a podcast the other day. I probably would not have done it because I do think that you want to have that second veteran quarterback in the event that you need someone else early on besides Joe Flacco. I mean, you have to be really ready now and believe that Dylan Gabriel can get that job done. And sometimes a rookie can come in and do that, and sometimes they can't. And you never really know until they get out there and they try it. So I actually would have kept Kenny around just to see how things were going to go with Joe in the early going and not being 100% certain that Dylan would be ready to take it over early on in the season. But they've seen enough apparently in Dylan where they feel like if Joe can't get the job done, they're going over to Dylan.
Mary Kay, their running back situation is very interesting and, dare I say, dicey to start out the year, given Pierre Strong is gone. You have Jerome Ford. They just picked up that Arkansas tailback. And Dylan Sampson, that's all you have. Teams typically, when it comes to running backs, they have more than what the Browns have right now. How do you feel about their situation? And are we getting any indication anytime soon on Quinshon Judkins?
Well, let me just say that the Quinshon Judkins situation has been a mystery. Nobody wants to talk about it at all. It's very difficult to find out any information whatsoever on what's going on with Quinshon Judkins. The only thing that I know for sure and that I've gotten confirmation of is that the NFL is still reviewing his case. Now, is that part of the holdup of why he's not here? I don't know. I don't know if there are discussions going on about the contract as it possibly relates to any NFL discipline, or if the contract has something more to do with the fact that seven of the second round picks have gotten full guarantees and he wants that. I don't really know. It's really, really hard. The Browns will not say a word about anything. Usually you can get an inkling of something. And again, the only thing that I know is that the NFL is still taking a look at this, even though his charges have been dropped. Now, we do know also that when we talked to Jimmy Haslam earlier in training camp, that he said he was cautiously optimistic that Quinshon would be here. And I have heard rumblings that other people feel that way, too, inside the organization. So I guess everyone can just kind of wait and hope that before too long he will show up on the doorstep. But it has been shrouded in mystery.
I would also ask, you know, yesterday the news came down about Rashee Rice and his suspension, 6 games. Is it just a pecking order thing that they have, you know, so many guys in the queue every single year at any given time in the NFL when it comes to player discipline, and they just got to wait their turn? I mean, how many cases can they all be investigating at the same time?
Well, you're right about that. Once you hear about one guy getting his discipline handed down, you know, you start to hear about the others shortly thereafter. So when that news happened yesterday, I thought, oh, I've got to be at the ready because something could happen with Quinshon at any time. And I've heard a number of different things. Now, remember, the NFL is not only reviewing his case, but also that of Isaiah Bond and Devin Bush on the Browns. So they do have 3 different things going on here in terms of Cleveland. And I don't know when something is going to happen, but
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
It does seem like they are working through their punch list now. No pun intended. Sorry about that.
No, we understand. Boy, that's a lot. That's three guys. I mean, Isaiah Bond is expected to start contributing on Sunday, for crying out loud, Mary Kay. I mean, that's, you know, I want to get excited for the season and think, you know, maybe they could hit the over a little bit. Not that, you know, six wins is anything to get really excited over, because I like the offensive line and I like the defensive front. But man, my God, when you're saying that, it's like, well, if they announce it today, it's like these are starters that are off your football team.
Well, in the case of Isaiah Bond, I had been told that no discipline is expected. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because like I said, whenever I talk to the NFL, they just keep saying these three cases are still under review. So I have no idea if they're planning on doing anything with him or not, but that was one where, you know, I was told a few times not expecting anything there. But I've also been told that by, you know, not people inside the building or anything, but just league sources out there, that perhaps Quinshon isn't going to get any league discipline either. So I really don't know. I really don't know how it's going to go down for any of these guys. But I do think that the Browns have what they need to accomplish the running game effectively until he gets back. They've got their leading rusher from last year, Dylan Sampson. Their changeup sort of third down back has looked good in camp. Rocket comes in here with a good reputation of being very explosive and able to produce some yards. And, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. They've got their practice squad guys in Marshall and Williams. So they're going to be able to run the ball. They've got a good offensive line, and they will be able to get their ground game going. Just not to the extent that they will when Quinshon is back.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Hey, by the way, so Glenn Cook talked to the media yesterday. Is he supposed to tell you guys before they've officially signed Bailey Zappe that they're signing Bailey Zappe?
No, these guys are very, very, very strict about the rules. And if a guy is not signed, they will not utter his name. They will not touch it. They will not go there. There were a couple of other guys yesterday, Malachi Corley and Cole Strange. They would not talk about them either. Until they are on their roster, they will not do it.
And of course.
How about off the record, Mary Kay? Did they ever do that off the record?
I'm sorry that came off as a stupid question to you, but I had to ask a stupid question because somebody decided to take up 20 minutes to try to make a stupid argument with me earlier today.
Mary Kay, how about off the record, where I see in plenty other organizations, they feel they feel comfortable sharing information to give reporters background or to prepare them or to even help the organization look better, which could happen, as opposed to the shroud of secrecy that revolves around somebody like Bailey Zappe.
Off the record is off the record.
That's going to give them the strategic win in week one.
Do you understand the definition of off the record?
Bailey Zappe, Mary Kay. Got to keep that under wraps.
Mary Kay, I'm sorry my co-host doesn't understand what off the record means.
Hey, talk amongst yourselves, guys. No, I'm just kidding. So the different organizations do things differently. I mean, you see the messaging on injuries. Some teams will come out immediately after a football game and say, we think a guy's got a torn ACL, but there will be further testing tomorrow. The Browns are very conservative about that. They're not going to jump the gun on injuries. They don't jump the gun on roster moves. And that's just the way they operate, and we just have to deal with it.
Mary Kay, did you see the latest Deshaun workout video?
Yes, I have. I actually retweeted, put it in a story that I wrote about Deshaun 2 days ago, kind of outlining what is going on with him and what his situation is and what the outlook is with him. So he's coming along. I do know that Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry, and Kevin Stefanski all kind of stood and watched one of those workouts of Deshaun Watson the other day. They liked what they saw from him. They were very encouraged about what's happening with him from a health standpoint. He looks good. You would never know that he had retorn Achilles surgery in January right now. He has to be on PUP for 4 more games. But once you start to get into late October, they're going to have to make a decision on Deshaun Watson. Do they think about activating him, or does he remain on PUP for the rest of the season? So this is going to be something to watch as we approach the trade deadline.
Well, I want to ask, how cognizant is everybody of maybe the fans? Because, you know, we put up a poll and a lot of people voted. And now it's not the end-all be-all for crying out loud, but 86.9% of those polled asking, would you be open to Deshaun Watson starting another game for the Browns this season? 86.9% said no.
Well, would some of those fans say the same thing if they knew that perhaps they could get, and I don't know if they could get this, the version of Deshaun Watson that beat Baltimore in Baltimore a couple of years ago? If they got that guy, would they want him? Do they just not want the guy that they saw last year? Do they not want the guy that comes with the baggage? So it's kind of a nuanced conversation. If you could get the version of Deshaun Watson who could win football games for you, and I don't know if that version even exists anymore, but I will say that he does look pretty good in these workouts right now. If you could get a winning quarterback, and not that he would have a chance to even play, but if you get to the trade deadline and you like what you see from Dylan and somebody comes calling for Joe Flacco, do you maybe think about putting Deshaun back on the roster as your backup and let Dylan play out the season and Shador play out the season, but kind of keep him as that one play away guy? I think that, you know, there's just a larger discussion here that is pretty complicated.
All right. Tony, you got anything else for?
No, I appreciate that. And I'm sure, Mary Kay, if there's anything you want to share with me off the record to better prepare me for future interviews.
You can't share it on the record. You can't share it on the air.
More than well, there was no off the record.
Off the record means off the record.
There was nothing off the record yesterday either, I was told. So if there's anything you want to do to help better prepare us to do our jobs even better, feel free off the record to share that information.
I'll do that. I'll text away.
See,
but then he can't say it on the air.
That's how professionals do it, Mary Kay.
You're not a professional.
But it also helps give you proper perspective and background. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay, I apologize for the silliness next to me. Appreciate your time. All the very best to you and yours.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com.
So to give people a glimpse, if you're just joining us live on YouTube, something we started this week, spearheaded around the entire company, from time to time, the two of us will get into a spat like that. And at times we will also have conversations while we have very important guests on and we waste their time during the interview. So apologize for that.
Does she feel like her time has been wasted?
I don't know.
I don't think she does. I think she enjoys it. That's all I'm pointing
out. We could have done that together live at her Bill Nunn Award party for the Hall of Fame. But you weren't there, Kenny. You got to both be there to waste your time.
I was busy, and my son was ill. He threw up on the bus yesterday.
I know.
Not good. Yeah, what are you going to do? She might be laying out the future of this season for the Browns, and it's a future that a lot of fans don't seem to like. Here's Mary Kay about a hypothetical move that the Browns could make.
If they knew that perhaps they could get the version of Deshaun Watson that beat Baltimore in Baltimore a couple of years ago, if they got that guy, would they want him? Do they just not want the guy that they saw last year? Do they not want the guy that comes with the baggage? If you could get the version of Deshaun Watson who could win football games, if you could get a winning quarterback, and not that he would have a chance to even play, but if you get to the trade deadline and you like what you see from Dylan and somebody comes calling for Joe Flacco, do you maybe think about putting Deshaun back on the roster as your backup and let Dylan play out the season and Shador play out the season, but kind of keep him as that one play away guy? I think that, you know, there's just a larger discussion here that is pretty complicated.
That is a pretty scary scenario for a lot of people. Because I think just
what
people
percentage?
Are ready to move on.
Nobody, what percentage?
What percentage?
Well, no, it's funny. We were talking about
89.6%. Yeah. That's the percentage. That's where the poll ended. That's a very heavy no. Very, very, very heavy no. That do not want him ever to play for the Browns again. I think everybody's ready to move on.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I mean, we cannot go back to holding on to second half of the Ravens game stuff here. No. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me once, you can't get fooled again. Go ahead.
The funny thing is, I think I got to go back to the conversations we were having. I don't even think we were fooled the first time by that half. It was a nice half. I did not think that was going to be all of a sudden a revelation, you know, moment for Deshaun Watson.
Who's we in that? Because there was plenty of people fooled by that. They were calling into this station.
I think they were hoping.
We got into it with other shows. And that's probably it. Honestly, that's not even to bash other hosts or other people that were saying it.
Right.
It's just we had seen it like the Deshaun Watson that I wanted, that I desperately wanted, was a top five quarterback in the NFL. And really, there wasn't a lot of disagreement at the time about that.
Oh, I thought he was number four.
The Deshaun Watson that we got, you could almost tell instantly. The body language, as we're looking at a lot of body language lately, the mechanics seem to be shot. And that off time, and this is where Ken was right and should do Champions Pose, that time away, it just killed him. And his mental edge was gone.
There was no confidence. There was no confidence.
The dude I saw, and I pulled up the highlights from his rookie year against Seattle, against the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
That guy was the most confident quarterback in the league. That was gone. That guy was totally gone. We were hoping for Michael Vick, who, when he came back from a couple of years away from football.
We didn't even get Marcus.
We was a better player, was a smarter player. We got a way worse player.
I caught that Marcus reference. Well done. If there's anything that does bother me, that when people write in chats and everything, it's like, this is the show that they celebrated getting Deshaun. I go, no, not
well,
one
did.
Of them.
Yeah,
not
I did.
Half. Well, I'm heavier, so I would say I'm even more than half of the show. Half
and
of the
were,
show.
There were 13 fan bases that were livid they didn't get him.
Yeah, I understand that. I thought at the time he was a better quarterback, but I didn't celebrate it. I didn't think he was going to be that great. He ended up not being that great.
Make sure they heard that. You thought he was better than Baker.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want you to gloss over that. We got to both be wrong. If we're gonna live in the being wrong part of this, we got to both be wrong.
I'll admit to that. Every day I thought he was better. I thought at the time he was better than Baker. I mean, Baker was...
Because he was better than Baker.
I mean, Baker was
he's
in
not
a
now.
Dark place as a quarterback at that time. But fans are just done. He didn't want to... It's a broken record every time we talk about it. Mm-hmm. He don't want to be here. He never wanted to come here. So he only came here for money. There's no passionate. There's no drive to be better. There's none of that. And anybody who thought that was just simply fooled. That's all there was to it. And the sooner we can all move on, the better. We have to go through this year, and everybody has to be nice to each other. Again, I said the same thing about this year a month ago and a month before that, and I'll say the same thing about it in the future. So, yeah, even if he does play for the Browns, it's not where I don't think people are going to be mad. I think people are just going to tune out. That'll be the end of it. If he does end up playing for the Browns this year, that's it, and they're going to go, okay, see you in Pittsburgh in 2026 in April. It's Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel. Bring back Kenny Pickett. Trade another fifth again. Swap the fifth again. Bring him back if you want to. Bailey Zappe. I think a lot of that probably when I said a couple of those last names, yeah, they'll probably still tune out. The other one, they'll make people tune out. That'll be it. They'll call it in for the year, and they're moving on to everything else and moving on to their wintertime and trying to hunker down and getting ready for the draft. That ain't going to work. It was a programmatic non-fit from the start. It was... something that I wish, obviously, because he ended up becoming a good quarterback, I wish we could take back. I really, really, really wish we could take back. We can't. The only thing we can do is learn from it.
Yeah,
so
the Browns would not have given up on this version of Baker Mayfield. Giving up on a very different version, a younger, more immature version. And yes, he was injured, and both parties had a lot of culpability with how that was handled.
So if we got the number one overall pick and say we take Lenoris Sellers this coming year and he ends up having a rough patch here and there, let's please learn from the mistakes we made as radio show hosts. As I don't think we ran them out of town. They made their own decision. And I, as a person, if we're running people out of town, I'll tell you this.
The team literally ran him out of town by saying goodbye to him and going after a different quarterback.
If you go back and check the tapes from October of 2021, there was guys kicking the idea around on air just to kind of get the feeling of the fan base. And I kept going, no, I don't think the fans are going to like that. I don't think the fans are going to like that. Not really interested in doing that because we knew some things. And I was right about that, even though, yeah, I did feel that he was a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield at the time. That 100% wrong about that. But if we were running people in and out of town, I would not have ran him in town if I was that powerful. I'm not, but if I was, I would not have done that. So the only thing I can hope is that we all learn our lesson and we all settle down for a moment when we get whoever it might be. Maybe it'll be Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders or Shedeur Sanders and we don't have to worry about it. More than likely not, we'll probably all have to move on because that's the way this all seems to work. The Kenny Pickett stuff doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, but I don't know how much stuff is going to actually make sense. But no, I think that a lot of fans, they'll just tune out if he ends up coming in. Doug Lamorese is going to join us at 9:21 this morning.
Did you see this?
Famous football player settling his roots here.
Did you see this on page 6? An exclusive. I love when they throw exclusive under their big celebrity news. And they are like ground zero for anything Taylor Swift is page 6. And what I saw this morning, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce eyeing $18 million Ohio mansion. Did you know there was an $18 million Ohio mansion over there on the east side? We knew Hunting Valley... We get some calls from Hunting Valley from time to time. What do we always say?
$18 million. Oh, congratulations on all your success.
Of course, the same house, if it were in, say, a New York suburb or Long Island.
Would it be less?
Would it be
more?
It would be going for like $36 million.
See, these two, they know good value.
Yes, they do. And it says, complete with recording studio near his childhood home, according to sources. How would this reporter at page 6... how would she, this Mara Siegler, who I went to West Geauga with, and was just at a wedding with a few years. How would she have sources embedded in Northeast Ohio that would have such information? That is astounding. That is an intrepid reporter that is pounding the pavement.
She was in the Wolverina?
She was a cheerleader for West Geauga basketball back in the day. How would she know all this? This is crazy. Earlier this summer, the now engaged pair were spotted having lunch at a chic French bistro, JoJo's in Chagrin Falls, an idyllic village near Kelsey's hometown of Cleveland Heights. And there was a buzz that they were house hunting in the area. Kenny, this is impressive reporting.
Where's the buzz coming from?
That is a great question.
Where was the chic French bistro?
Over there in Chagrin Falls.
Like, you guys got to be married for at least 10 years before you guys start doing that.
I mean, that is like 7 minutes down the road from this house they have in this piece. Oh, boy. Six bedrooms, 13-bathroom estate, built by architect Charles Fazio.
How do you have so many bathrooms when you only have six bedrooms?
Would give the couple ample privacy and plenty of space to host famous friends like Selena Gomez and the Haynes sisters, plus Kelsey and Swift's family, of course. And Gigi Hadid.
What a slippery wizard.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.